Democrats in the Wisconsin legislature will head into the next session with even smaller minorities. But the leaders of the party in the Senate and Assembly say they still represent the majority of the state. Here and Now senior political reporter Zach Schultz recently sat down with Senator Melissa Agard and Representative Greta Neubauer and has this story.
Senator Melissa Agard is still getting used to her new office and her new position as the Democratic minority leader.
It feels a bit like drinking from the fire hose, but also I'm really ready.
With only 11 members, the Democrats are powerless to pass legislation. But Agard points to the statewide win by Governor Tony Evers to show Democrats represent the values of the majority of Wisconsin.
Ultimately, we may hold the minority of seats in the state of Wisconsin, but we know that we hold the majority of the hearts of the people of the state of Wisconsin and the work that we are doing.
Democrats blame gerrymandered redistricting maps for their minority status. Representative Greta Neubauer is the minority leader for the Democrats in the Assembly and says it was a challenge just to find candidates willing to run in some districts.
It was a real challenge to run for office. We are in incredibly polarized partisan times, and it was hard to both recruit people to run, particularly women, because they knew that they and their family may face threats. And that, unfortunately, did bear out this cycle for candidates, for volunteers.
Assembly Democrats won 35 seats, just enough to prevent a Republican supermajority that would allow the GOP to override any of Evers' vetoes. But if two members are missing, the GOP would have enough.
Our caucus understands that one of our top priorities for the session is being here in Madison to make sure that if Republicans are trying to override Governor Evers' vetoes and move our state backwards, we're here to protect those vetoes.
Neubauer took over as leader partway through the last session, so this will be her first full term in charge. And she and Agard understand Democrats in the minority need to be more than the party of no.
We know that a lot of people are frustrated with politics right now, and I think our responsibility is to pass policy in the Capitol that makes people's lives better and shows that government can and must be a force for good.
They hope the budget will create some spaces for compromise on things like increasing shared revenue.
Supporting our local governments, I think, is at the top of the pile of things that we can agree on. It's whether, you know, so we have the endpoint, how it is that we get there, what are the paths that we use to move forward, to be continued.
Agard also hopes to break the impasse in the Senate over confirming Governor Evers' appointees. Over the past 4 years, Republicans have refused to hold final votes on some Evers' selections for his cabinet and important governing bodies like the Natural Resources Board.
Based on what I'm hearing from my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, they're ready to start moving forward with them. Let's have the tough conversations at the committee level. Let's bring it to the floor. Let's debate it. And let's vote up or down. If the governor needs to go back to work, if the majority party does feel like that person is not the right fit, holding them in this weird limbo isn't going to help the state of Wisconsin.
But there is one area where Democrats are not looking for common ground: abortion.
There are some issues where there is no room for compromise. This is a personal health care decision. It is not a place where politicians belong. And some of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle have suggested that we also include in the doctor's office not just politicians, but police officers.
Republicans have talked about passing a bill that would modify the 1849 law banning abortions to provide exceptions for rape or incest.
As one of the roughly 50% of people in Wisconsin who lost a concrete right in the last year, I know how important it is and have heard from people across the state about how important it is that we keep fighting for really comprehensive access to reproductive health care. Exceptions are not comprehensive, and we know that.
Democrats would rather keep the current law in place while they wait for legal challenges to make it to the Supreme Court, which leads to the other priority for Democrats: electing a liberal to the Supreme Court in April.
We are going to be actively engaged in making sure that we elect a justice who is willing to put the people of Wisconsin over their party.
A liberal majority on the court could write new legislative maps in Wisconsin, giving Democrats a chance to win more seats and hold more sway at the Capitol.
Not only is it tied to redistricting, abortion rights, union rights, the list goes on and on.
Reporting from Madison, I'm Zach Schultz for Here and Now.